Hello, my name is Sone Robinson. I'm a junior literary student at Mississippi School of the Arts. And in this episode, I'm going to be interviewing my older sister about the art of music and songwriting, as well as her perception of music in general. I hope you enjoy. Do you consider rap to be poetry?
Absolutely. I don't think you can have a rap without being a poet. Like, real rap. Not just adding some rhyme schemes together. I don't know, Dr. Seuss type deal. Like, just saying a couple of things to make some money. Real rap is poetry.
Mm-hmm. When did you discover your love for music, and how long after that did your love for writing it come along?
I've always just enjoyed listening to a beat and breaking down every little part of a song. It's not just a beat. It's not just the words. It's not just a one instrument, all of them, like what all the instruments make when they're combined. Yeah. And it's just been something I've enjoyed since forever. I can't really even give you an answer when I just enjoy music. I guess you could say it started in a church, just listening to praise music in a church. But one thing that really, 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 I just knew, I was like, I love music is, my dad can sing, and he's always, since I could remember, every year he calls me on my birthday and sings happy birthday to me. And with him singing to us, I mean, just not just me, but to my siblings as well, it's just like this, one of my core memories. And so when he realized that I had this love for music, and I not just me but my siblings, he started putting us in situation. Well, not just love for music, but that we also had gifts, and we followed in his footsteps with talent. He started putting us in situations to use our gift. And he encouraged us to use our gift, whether it was, this could be traumatizing for some, but we would be in church and they would announce, hey, we're going to have a song by Ty today, or, you know, just randomly, and I'm just here to enjoy church. Just putting us on the spot like that and having us, you know, go exercise those gifts and those talents in the right way and use them in the right way. But one more core memory and example of that is once my brothers got into music really, really big, he started rapping. He and my cousin formed a group, and my dad took them to this guy that had a studio, one of the first studios, and I was just there to be with them, just to be watching and, you know, to experience it. And they were recording a song. And as they recorded the song, I could hear a better way to make the song. So I started humming along and actually writing on top of what they were already recording. And I was humming along and I was like, hey, I think I could make this sound better. And they let me create. They let me make it sound better. And what turned out was my first time getting in the studio, my first time touching it. You know, that talent. And from there, it was just, it's history.
Do you think your upbringing impacted your music taste?
No, it didn't. It's kind of odd. It's kind of weird because, you know, most people just fall in love with what their parents listen to or what they heard around. With me, anything beautiful, and even some things some people may not think sound beautiful. Sons by Slipknot. Like, and I really can't even break that down for you. You have to go listen to something about Slipknot or Evanescence versus Brad Paisley and Tim McGraw and old Taylor Swift, like right off a lot of Taylor Swift, to Tupac, a little bit of Biggie. I don't like all Biggie, but a little bit of Biggie. KRS-One, Juicy J. I mean, it's the most random thing. Music is the most random thing. And then you get to, like I said, gospel and roots, Kiki Shaheer, Kirk Franklin. And I mean, it's random. It's just random. It's just like beauty in the most random things. I think you cannot be closed-minded when it comes to music. If you love music.
You kind of already said this, but does your love of music come from anyone in particular?
I think the reason I can be so well-versed and diverse in it is everybody. My family has, they're just open-minded, so it's encouragement either way. Maybe they don't enjoy what I like and what I listen to, but they don't really be like, oh, you can't listen to this, oh, you can't enjoy this. But like I said, my dad sung, and you know, while he was alive, I mean, he sang everywhere. My family had a band. They would go to just little family reunions, or if it was just a party within the family, or friends that had gatherings. I can remember my uncles bringing out guitars and there being drum sets and my dad singing and my cousins playing the bass. And even if there wasn't any instruments around, and you know, my family just singing together. It's just like it was just always around. And then even in to church, I was part of the youth choir, a part of the dance team, so I got to enjoy music even if I wasn't seeing it. Just all of these things in church and outside of church, in the home and outside of the home. And I even got to the point where my first cousin and I started our own little group within ourselves, and we wrote music and we wrote a lot of different songs and things. And you know, and then we ended up collaborating with my brother and my cousin who I talked about earlier that were writing music, and we came up with a song. And we even had our family members going around playing those two songs on a CD that we wrote, or that we made, or that we got to actually get in the studio and record, or from recording it on a laptop ourselves and having somebody mix it down. Like, it's so much, it's so many elements. I'm sorry, I probably just went off on a tangent and didn't even give you the answer to your question, but that's just how passionate about that I am, and my family and the people around me are. Just, yeah.
How important do you think music is?
I'm gonna give like I think music is very important, but I'm gonna give an example of it. When I was younger, when I was in high school, we did a project in chemistry class, and it was Chemistry Is. That was our project, Chemistry Is, and we had to explain what chemistry is without just giving you this basic definition. And the best thing I could come up with was chemistry is everything. And I feel the same way about music. You can find music in the smallest of things. Every day if you walk outside and you hear a bird, they're making music. The wind rustling. You can take that sound and add it as an element in music. Like, any little sound. I could sit here and I just made a beat. Music is everywhere. And sometimes you need silence and peace and tranquility. But if you really pay attention, there's never really silence. Silence. Like, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Like, we could sit here for the next 20 seconds and there's going to be some type of sound in the background. Whether the noise is what they call white noise, or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's music. It's everywhere.
Do you have any specific recommendations when it comes to songwriting or song creation?
You know, it's whatever moves you. I feel like, yeah, you can make something catchy. You can make something that'll sell. And that's fine and dandy sometimes, but it can also get old. So be moved by what you put to a paper. And it doesn't even have to start as a song. It can start as, like I said, a sound that you heard and you want to just recreate it by humming or tapping, or and then you add words to it or not. The music doesn't require words, or it can be just a poem and you add music to it or not. It can be how you say things, how you rhyme it, how you your scheme is. But the most important thing is feel it.
Do you think expanding your music taste beyond one genre is important?
Well, I do, because I have. I'm a little biased on it. I don't discriminate. I will listen to anything once. But I feel like you gotta hear it twice or listen twice to really be like, oh yeah, I really don't like this, or you know, or okay, yeah, you know, or why did I like this? Because it's about a mood. It's about a mood. I have songs of, I have a library of songs that's almost 16,000 full, and I know that's crazy. I know it's ridiculous, because how can you listen to 16,000 songs? But I've never listened to something on repeat unless I'm feeling that mood. Like, I can, when if I turn my music on, it's going to play through some of the most random things, even from music with a language barrier. It doesn't matter, because it sounds beautiful to me. But it's also about that mood, because if I downloaded this song by Key Glock, who I've never listened to in my life, and it just comes on one day, and I'm like, I've done this. I'm like, why did I like this song? And I determined that I was in the mood to like Key Glock that day. I was in the mood to like Carrie Underwood to this day. Like, that's just how it is. I think you should explore different things, even if it's classical. Like, I realized I can't fall asleep sometimes, so I have to listen to classical music. Or sometimes I just need my mind to just stop, so I listen to some classical music or some gospel music. Like, it's just, it depends on your mood. I think it can shift your perspective. Music can shift your perspective, so you should explore different things.
How do you feel about the generalization of rap as violent or thuggish?
I think That's a bias, because I could generalize country music is whiny, or you know what I'm saying, yeah. You know what I'm saying, or R&B is toxic and crying. If you really just you listen to music, it's some toxicity in about a relationship or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like it depends on, like I said, your perspective of things. So also, if you can't understand a culture, it's really not your place to generalize it. So I think you also have to try to understand where the artist is coming from. And there are metaphors for a reason. Everything is not so literal, especially in music. I'm not even going to say just especially in rap, in music at all. Everything's not literal.
Okay. Do you think the process of not just creating music, but art in general, does it have to be profound? Or can it just be fun and silly?
I think it can be an outlet. Everybody has their reasons for art. I don't think anybody just has to be a prodigy. It's something, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to be. It doesn't always have to touch everyone. There should never be a goal in creating. It has to move you. It's your purpose. It's your outlet. It's just like a painting you paint, a dance you create. It's, you know, any type of movement, any type of medium for your art is for you. It's your art.
And that's it. All right, that concludes the interview. I hope it was helpful in some way, or it provided you with a new perspective and encouraged you to expand your music taste.